Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's End Podcast. We are in podcast 16 of season 2. Thank you guys so much for listening. We've been chatting lots lately just about setting up lives, as always, getting things going. So far in the year, we're scooping into the March season. We've already done 2 months of it. Where have things been amazing? We've touched on that before. Now fueling. So do you notice that when you're prepping and getting things ready to go, are you falling in certain areas, carbs, fats? Are you falling by eating too much out? Are you not eating enough? This is today's topic. This is what we are going to touch on. We are going to touch on prepping, getting your food right. So food right is today's. And for a lot of people, getting your food and macros and all that breakdown correct is one of the most important things we can do. If you do not eat properly, it then directly relates to sleep, energy levels, as well as working out the output of that. So if you're eating improperly, you're eating out lots, you're not realizing where you're falling short and why you aren't going to be successful. One of the biggest things that I have personally seen with a lot of people and in life is if you don't prep and get things going properly, so your food is set out, ready to go and eat throughout the day, then you fall in certain areas. So the day gets long, you eat out because it's easy, and then it becomes a habit. Then you wonder after a week or so why you're not feeling well. Well, if you've ever eaten out a few days in a row and then understand exactly where your energy, you're not there, your stomach looks big, you're bloated in areas, your body doesn't look as well, composition of your entire body changes, and then you get into a negative loop. One of the biggest things that I personally have seen is once this happens, it falls. We've realized it takes a while to reset a new habit and start a new one. So prepping and getting all of that, especially if you've been eating out lots and going in that loop. One of my favorite ways to correct and get things going in my own life is think about my macros and break them down. I love hitting my protein number every day. I then relate to eating and drinking less carbs. I also then try to hit my fat for higher energy output and do not go over my numbers. So once I set my numbers, I try to hit those and stay within the realm every single day. There are days where we slip, having a treat day here and there also doesn't negatively affect you, but keeps you sane if anything. But then there are days that if you're not eating enough, it directly relates to next. Also in sick season, if you're not getting enough vitamin C, proper vitamins through whether that be fruits, taking supplementation for that, whatever it is, we need to make sure that we are getting them in one way or another. If you do not take the time, it then directly affects you. You fall down. It takes longer after you get sick or don't have the energy to get back into a positive loop. So eating good food, setting that up, food vibes, getting the food into your body and feeling good about yourself. Think about what things you crave, then try to get a healthier version of that, like chocolate, for instance. If you love chocolate, it's one of those things, or chips. One of the biggest ways that I have combated that myself is chocolate. I do go for protein, chocolate flavored or vanilla. I don't like all the crazy flavors. Then for salts, dill pickles is a huge one for me to save me from eating potato chips and such. It gets that salt craving with way less calories, way healthier for you, way more natural. The other things that I've noticed is when we slip and we start things up in the day and fall, if you don't eat enough calories, then you eat lots at night, you don't have the proper digestion. Then your food, talking about getting that food planning big time, it'll change you, and you then either positively or negatively. If you're eating later and not proper things, it then directly relates to the next day. If you are eating properly and getting the proper energy and not eating as late, you will then have more energy. You also, by taking vitamins and supplements, can then combat it and not get sick as much. One of the biggest things is making sure that you surround yourself in food wise with healthy choices and don't have those at the ready and easy, the bad ones, because that can definitely affect you, especially if you have chips, candy, all of that stuff in your house. So it's one of those things that I like to touch on and bring up, because food definitely affects us. And by sitting back and thinking about food and the outputs of how do you feel after you have higher good foods, and when you have the lower, crappier, of high fat, high carbs, and not the good versions, how do you feel? Putting these two together can directly relate to you as a whole and your own self-worth and feeling great about yourself or bad. So today, the question is, which areas can you switch over and what are you going to switch over? What areas do we slip on? with that being not enough protein, so then we have more carbs. Is that crappy carbs in our house or fats that are not good for us? What versions, what things do we have at the ready? Question yourself, write some things down. What things do I make it too easy to slip up on? And then what things am I going to put in to my routine so that if I'm craving something, it's in my house? The other thing is resetting my body so that I'm not eating super late at night. How do I get calories in earlier in the day so that I get a better output throughout the day so that I do not crave those things at night? These are the questions. As always, I like to give you guys something. So food was the big thing today. Food planning and food getting you into a routine. Food routines was the goal. Question yourself, think about how you're going to make it so it's more successful, eliminating the negatives. And then when you do have a treat day, take advantage and have some good things. If you do not have things at the ready throughout the week, you will slip up. So think about what you're going to put in your house to help you hit your goals in macros, carbs, fats, and proteins, and make sure that you do not slip up. So thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.